and prosperity that everyone else is wishing for you. I wish that each one of you will get pregnant this year. Every one of you. I mean it. Okay. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the descendants of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And he said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age, and she who was called barren is now in her sixth month. For nothing will be impossible with God." Do you believe it? Amen. Nothing. Even men getting pregnant. Yeah. Okay. And Mary said, "Behold, the bond slave of the Lord, that may it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed for her. I believe that every pregnancy and birth is a miracle. You take the moment when the spermatozoa reaches the egg and fertilizes it, signaling to all the other spermatozoa that it's all over for them. This race began some 20 minutes earlier with a crowd of some 150 million microscopic seeds, gene bigger than those pine or fir seeds. They are all waiting to head for the egg to be the one to fertilize it. By the time the fittest arrives at the egg, there's only a few dozen that remain. And only one will make it into the egg. And 9 months later, a baby is born. It's a miracle. Amen? Now, not every woman is capable of having a baby, as has been illustrated over the years, we recall how Sarah and Abraham had trouble getting pregnant. And by the way, it probably wasn't Abraham's fault, because he got Hagar pregnant and Keturah after Sarah passed away. He had 6 children with her. God waited until Sarah was 90 years old and Abraham was 100. And as Paul says, things were as good as dead in the Bible, in the baby-making department. Isaac was the product of God's miracle. A miracle foreshadowing the miracle of Jesus' birth. The Mary miracle. Elizabeth and Hannah and others. Pregnancies were challenging and babies and birth were only received through the touch of God. And then there was Mary, whose story we just read, who was engaged properly to the town's carpenter, Joseph ben Jacob ben David. They were waiting as is proper until they were married to have sex. Mary didn't want nor expect the angel, a messenger, or that the messenger from God would tell her that she was going to be pregnant with God's Son, that she would be impregnated through the ministry of the Holy Spirit and God's Son would be born through her. She was so taken aback with the whole announcement that her response was, "How can this happen? I've never had sex. I'm a virgin." The messenger proceeds to tell her, "God's got you covered. It's going to be His Son. And anyway, and by the way, Aunt Elizabeth, she too is going to have a son in her old age, for nothing is impossible for God. And nothing is impossible for your life." Amen? He can work, and He wants to make a miracle in your life too. A miracle that is just like the one that took place in Mary. He wants to make you pregnant and give you new life within. Okay, can you agree with me on that one? Amen. I'm talking about each one of us. God wants you to be a host for His Son. Mary's miracle was neither spawned by human seed nor generated by a mystic style of meditation. She had neither sexual intercourse nor an intellectual enlightenment, because the Mary miracle is neither physical nor mental in its source. It is from God, the Creator of all, coming to us individually to say, "I'm not finished creating yet." God wants to do a miracle in your life. And I love the insights that God has given to each one of us through the writings of Paul and John. They understood the Mary miracles that God wants to perform today in each one of our lives, regardless of gender. Colossians chapter 1, verses 25 to 28. Of this church, Paul says, "I was made a minister according to the stewardship from God bestowed on me for your benefits." Can we have the slide on up there, please? "So that I might fully carry out the preaching of the Word of God. This church, I was made a minister according to the stewardship from God." And that is the mystery which has been hidden from past generations and has now been made manifest to his saints, to whom God willed to make known, teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone complete in Christ. What is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles? Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We proclaim him, admonishing everyone. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God who is at work in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. And John chapter 1, verse 12 to 13. As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. You see, this is the Mary miracle, the Mary miracle. She received the life of God in her body, not by willing it, but by receiving it, by allowing it to grow and be nourished in her. And when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we allow him to come into our lives and transform us into his image. He wants his life to flow through us and nourish us, just like the grapevine draws nourishment from the soil and bears fruit. You can read that in John chapter 15. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17, Paul says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Through the power of Christ, men and women have broken the chains of a sinful habit. They have renounced selfishness. The profane have become reverent. The drunken sober. The profligate pure. Souls that have borne the likeness of Satan have become transformed into the image of God. This change, Ellen White says, is itself the miracle of miracles. A change wrought by the Word. It is one of the deepest mysteries of the Word. We cannot understand it. We can only believe, as declared by the Scriptures, it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. One of my favorite quotes is that found in Christ Object Lessons, page 69. Christ is waiting with longing desire for the manifestation of himself in his church. When the character of Christ shall be perfectly reproduced in his people, then he will come to claim them as his own. The communion service and Bible study, receiving the life of Jesus through these means, are vital to the life of Christ growing and producing the same life as Jesus while he was here on this earth. As we accept the gift of salvation from Jesus, the emblems remind us that these are essential elements of Christ's sacrifice for us. He died on the cross for our sins. His body was pierced. His blood flowed forth. And today we want that miracle of miracle to take place in our lives, having Jesus live in us, becoming the very source of our life. Just like bread and juice provide physical life, partaking of Jesus provides spiritual life and power. As we think about these things, let us meditate on them as we partake of this most important service. One of the aspects that Jesus taught us on the night when he instituted the Lord's Supper was that we should wash one another's feet as a symbol of our humility. We are going to participate in this in this time. We have rooms set up in the hallway down here, different classrooms. There's one classroom for the ladies, one for the men, and one classroom for the families that want to celebrate together and worship together. And then we will join back here, and when we come back, Fred Perez, my brother-in-law, will play a beautiful rendition of Away in a Manger that God gave him the other night, variations on the theme. So let's separate at this time for the foot washing in the different rooms. Thank you.